as we said last time, we're here in Tamar Devora in the second parak, and Moshe Kaver was talking a little bit about the different parts of the human body, and what to do with them and how to elevate them, and Al Pi Torah HaKabbalah, how they connect to the Ribono Shel Olam Kiviyachol and the Olamas HaTachtonim and the Olamas HaElyonim. So we're talking today about ears. We're talking today about hearing. We're talking today about listening. Before we get into Tomer Dvora, there's a really beautiful, it's a beautiful piece Rabbi Sachs, Zichron Levracha, had in Parshas Yeschanan. He had a couple, a little bit about hearing, but it's a beautiful one. I think it's somewhat of an introduction as far as the fundamental nature of listening and fundamental nature of hearing. He points out from the Beis Yaakov of Ishbitz, the Beis Yaakov pointed out that there are two different senses that often get highlighted. One is seeing, re'iyah, and the other is shmiyah, the other is listening. For most people, they would often associate that the more precise form of knowledge is associated with that which you see. If I see something, I have a degree of precision of what exactly it is, of what exactly it looks like. If I look at something, that gives me really good insight in terms of what exactly we are talking about. The Beis Yaakov points out, though, that he claims that is not true. And in fact, seeing is a fascination and a focus on that which is external. When I see something, all I see about that thing are the external trappings of whatever it is that I am looking at. That is certainly secondary to the act of hearing. That the ability to hear well and hear and listen very, very closely relates not to that which is happening with a person's externals, but rather with the capacity to hear in a much deeper way, in a much deeper way, what's actually going on. To hear and to listen tells me not what something looks like, but what's really happening, and I can sometimes hear something I can't even see. Rabbi Sachs suggests that this is in fact one of the major chilukim between what Yahadus really stands for and what the Greek Hellenistic world stood for. Again, there are ways of, if we were getting really fancy, there are probably ways of saying this slightly differently. But he writes like this: when it comes to the Greeks celebrated art. They celebrated that which has external appearances. Even when we talk about an insight, so in the secular world, often if a person hears a particular idea and they understand it, they say, okay, I see. That the idea, even if an idea, the etymology, the world idea, relates to something which a person sees. That the Greek world emphasized that level of external. And that's why Rabbi Sachs points out that the gods that they believed in many ways, and a particular orientation to God, pagan cultures saw God, they needed to see God. Had to be whatever I could see. Had to be the godly thing. So, an idolatrous world, as an example. So, the sun is a god. I can see it. And at night, it must be there's a different god. Because if I can't see it, it means it's not really there. It's very superficial, and it's very, very external. In contrast to that, Yahadus always talks about the ability to hear, the ability to listen. When we have a good raya in the Gemara, we say Tashma, come hear, come listen. There's something deeper about that, and therefore, for that reason, our Ribono Shel Olam is Ribono Shel Olam, which we can't see. But our shaychus and connection to Ribono Shel Olam may be significantly deeper. Because through the world of listening and hearing, we're listening and hearing something which is, again, more pnimi than it is something which is as external. So the world of listening becomes very, very important, because unlike that which you could see, which is external, the world of listening is the derech through which a person can be able to ascertain that which is really going on in a deeper way and strengthen particular connections. That's why Rabbi Sachs, I think, often talks about, that's the power of the pasuk with which we are mekabel, O Malchus Shamayim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's Shema Yisrael, it's be able to really, really listen, understand in a deeper way all that is taking place. Comes along Moshe Cordovero and writes as follows in the Tomer Devora. And to give a little bit of background, this is in some of the footnotes here. In Torah Kabbalah, in the Idra Rabbah, this is in a little bit in some of the Svarim of Moshe Cordovero, the Ein HaBedolach, that he writes like this. The Ribono Shel Olam functions, kiviyachol, in different levels of existence. There are lower worlds and there are higher worlds. Lower worlds, when the Ribono Shel Olam interacts with our world, he needs to be able, kiviyachol, to hear both good and bad. As the pasuk says in Bamidbar and Parakid Aleph, Vayishma Hashem Viyichar Apo Vatevar Bam Eish Hashem. That sometimes Ribono Shel Olam hears when he's interacting in this world with things that are much lower. But in the Olamos HaElyonim, when in the upper worlds where everything is good and everything is pure, that is the place not where God hears about our sins. That's a place of Rachamim. When a Jew davens, it goes up to a higher world, and in that higher level of existence, the Ribbono Shel Olam is only hearing good. When he has to talk in this world, whatever this means, it's more bad. Higher level, it's good. So says Rav Moshe Kaveri the following idea. Sheyiyu oznav notos tamid l'shmoa hatov. That it's important that a person's ears are always sort of ready to hear good. Amdam shemei ashav omaguna loy kainz bem klal. And things which are wasteful, things which are negative, I shouldn't listen at all. Kederech shesod ha'azana ha'alyona. Same with Kivyachal, that Ribbono Shel Olam, in this upper world, ein shum tzakas din v'lo pigam lashnar nichnasham, that there's a place all the way up, where Ribbono Shel Olam says, in this world, there won't be bad that enters, whatever that means. Kach lo yazin el ha'tovos v'adram ha'mo'ilim. A person should try their best to only hear that which is good, to only hear that which is holy. Lo sisha shema shav, Torah says, in Shmos and Perichav Gimel, we don't hear, there in Parash Mishpatim, we don't hear anything which is not as valuable or not as good. Moshe Karver is telling us like this. In a certain sense, I think many of us would work under the perspective that I can choose what I look at in many ways. And I can choose what I look at, I can choose to look here, or I can face in that direction. Of course, there are sights I can't control, but often, that which is in front of me, so I'm bound by what's in front of me. Hearing sometimes, it's harder to control that which we hear. When there are noises out there, so true, the Gemara tells Mesachus Ksubis that we have this part of our ear, and therefore we can it doesn't really work that, it's not unbelievable as a system. It probably means something a little bit deeper. But it's hard sometimes with hearing. Points out Moshe Cordovero, it's true with hearing in a very, very real way, that we can assert a degree of control over that which we hear. We can assert, and here he does something intriguing. He mixes both things that are assert to hear and things that aren't assert to hear, but things that are less ideal to hear. So I shouldn't hear things that are dvarim megunim. I shouldn't hear shamei ashav. That's quoted in Chavetz Chaim and Klavav. That's an Isser Doraisa, being mekabel lashon hara. That there are certain things, it's assert for me to listen to, it's assert for me to hear. There are also certain things that it's assert. Not usser, but it's bad to hear. It's bad to hear certain negative things, even if it's not technically under the rubric of Lashon Hara. It's bad to hear it because it doesn't help you. It doesn't uplift you. It doesn't bring you to a better place. And Moshe Kavera here is writing that Sheyu Aznav Notos Tamid Lishmoa Hatov. To try to always do your best to hear good. To do your best to hear that which is nice. That which is positive, that if and this is a real phenomenon. If 10 things take place and 5 of them are good and 5 of them are bad, so we label them and certain. Some people gravitate more towards the negative. They hear a little bit more of the negative, and some people have trained themselves to hear more of the positive. Isn't like that's what he's. We can train ourselves a little bit to want to be able to hear. Notos tamid l'shmo hatov. And here's a line. Notos tamid. I'm always out listening for something which is good. I'm looking for opportunities for something which is good. Mashal Mal Devardoma, they sell the Maisa over there. Levi Yitzhak, Vikdushas Levi, would always be listening for Musar, for him to get better. Always be listening for Musar. So one time in Chodesh Elul, there was a guy walking around, one of these fix-it men type guys, who used to say, he walked around saying the equivalent of everyone needs to fix something. How can I help you? What do you need in your house? He meant everything fixed. Levi Yitzhak was like, wow. Even he knows how broken I am right now in Chodesh Elul. I really better start working hard and start, got to start fixing things. His aznayim were notos, lishmoa, divrei musar. They were ready for that. So that was Kavero, that sheyu oznav notos tamid lishmoa hatov. That I don't want, lo yikane selav shum davar maguna. I don't want anything else coming in. I don't want it entering. Votiya kashav es ela el hadvarim hatovim. I only want to be able to hear that which is positive. I only want to be able to hear that which is good, that which is good. Hearing is very important. Hearing is about that which is external, but it is about that which is internal, and it requires a shema, it requires a particular kind of an avoda. We know, and I'll elaborate a little bit on what I think is a very beautiful mahalach, that there are often noises that are out there that some people do hear and many people don't hear. There are often noises, there are sounds that some are able to tap into and some are not. The Mishnah says in Avos in Perek Vav Mishnah Beis Amar Bishu Ben Levi B'chol Yom V'Yom Baskol Yotzeis Mehar Chorev U'Machrezes Ve'Omeres, that every single day is the Baskol that comes out from our Sinai and yells Oy Lehem Libriyos Me'Bonos Shel Torah, There are Divrei Chizek, which come out every single day. Mishnah tells us, from Har Chore, from Har Sinai, a Baskel, which comes out. It's not always heard. It's not always so heard. The Zohar tells us of another Baskel. The Baskel tells of B'chol Yom Yitz Baskel, Shuvu Vanim Shovim. It's time to do tshuva. It's time to do tshuva. There are noises there. There are noises there, but we don't always hear them. Says the Baal Shem, an amazing thing. What is this Baskel Yotis Me'ar Chorev? What are these noises which are there? It's not a physical dibor. There's no physical dibor. Says the Baal Shem, it's quoted in Tozak of Yosef, in a bunch of places, that says the Baal Shem, it refers to the following. There's an internal voice that we have that says, maybe today you should be a little bit better. There's an internal voice of Hirhurei Tshuva which enters a person. That voice is there all the time. Says the Baal Shem, it explains why sometimes randomly a person says, like, I think I want to just, you know, I think I'm ready for something more. But it also, says the Baal Shem, many people don't hear it. Many people aren't in tune enough. They're not really, really listening. They're not really, really listening. They're hearing Davar, whatever they want to hear. There's a certain deeper level of Shmiah. The Baskel's calling out and saying, Shuvu Banim Shovim. The Baskel's coming out and saying to listen. And inside we have moments where we feel that a little bit. But says the Baal Shem, sometimes we can dismiss it. We can dismiss it in ways that are more challenging. When I was in high school, I had a chemistry teacher, from guy, Tom Ryan Waxman, I believe, who used to often say the pshat. He had a beautiful mice about this. But he was very fond of the pshat. Vayishma Yisro koin midyan chosin Moshe. Torah tells the person, Yisro hears something, and he comes to Klal Yisro. What does he hear? Kriyas Yamsuf u'melchamas Amalek. Kriyas Yamsuf u'melchamas Amalek. Some of the Mefarshim wonder, why did only Yisro come? L'chora, everybody heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchamas Amalek. You think only Yisro heard? Chazal say it was heard everywhere. Elamai, only Yisro really, really listened to it. There were noises that were there, but his ears were ready to hear Chizuk. He was listening to hear a little bit of inspiration. He was open to tapping into, to listening, to hearing something which is a little bit deeper. So for Yisro, that was able to change it. For Yisro, that was able to change something. Rabbi Sacks points out, I think this is like, I would say, not a stira to the Tomer Tevorah, but there is a kind of listening of not to good, which is important, and which also fits into things. We want to naturally only hear good, but says Rabbi Sacks, we're living in this world. And living in this world means that we have to have our ears also open to be able to hear not only the good, but also, and he says it very beautifully, but also to be able to hear, quote, the silent cry of the lonely, the distressed, the afflicted, the poor, the needy, the neglected, the unheard. That sometimes is about learning how to listen to the person that's really, really struggling. Rabbi Sacks is a beautiful diuk that when the brothers in front of Yosef are speaking amongst each other, not knowing that Yosef hears what's going on, so when they confess about their mistake, they say, I think our mistake was that we saw how distressed Yosef was, but we did not listen, the Torah tells us. But we did not listen. Meaning, Yosef, I can see pain, but if I see pain, it doesn't have the same impact. When I hear what is driving that person who's crying out, when I listen very, very closely, that's a much deeper and higher and more elevated form of connection. To be able to tap into things in that particular way, that's something which is very, very chashuv. And learning how to listen and learning how to tap into that which is good becomes critically important. I think about this a lot because there's so much, especially in a world, I'm very averse to like, people talk about like, there's certain like things, cliche things people talk about. So I'm going to drop a cliche kind of a thing. I apologize. In general, I try to avoid that because I have like an aversion to cliche. But we do live in a world where we are bombarded with information all the time. We live in a world where we are just, there's so much information coming at us from different directions. And depending on what you look at, and depending not just on what you look at, but what is more external and what is a b'china of Shema, of really, really listening, has radical impact on who you are and the kind of person you'll become. Has to do with the kinds of connections that you feel, has to do with the kinds of choices that you are going to be able to make. It impacts an enormous, enormous amount. Shema, to be able to hear deeply, well, sensitively, that is something which is amazingly, amazingly important to be able to do so. What am I hearing? Am I hearing the pain of someone else, or am I not? or am I not? Besides, one thing about Shema Yisrael is the daily sort of focus of listening, of being able to listen and being able to listen well. I think one particular trick, we worked as a shiur years ago, and a guy, Dafka, this week I was talking to for the shiur from many years ago, not many years ago, not 5-6 years ago, who's dating someone, he referenced this as far as being very helpful for him dating-wise, as far as an eitzah of listening. One of the challenges in listening isn't just that we're bombarded with information, and it isn't just that we're hearing different things and some of them are negative. I don't know about you, but often when we listen in a conversation, many of us are doing other things while we're listening than really listening. One of the things that many of us are doing as we listen is preparing our response. If I'm having a conversation with someone and they're saying something, sometimes I'm not really listening that closely as much as I'm listening enough so I can further the conversation, so I can be able to then respond and have a question. In a dating type situation or in an interview, that can happen a lot. I'm listening enough. I'm a little bit nervous. Is it going to flow? So I'm listening and then just enough for me to respond. The way you can tell that sometimes is when people are able to respond so quickly. When someone has a comment, they respond so quickly. If you interact with certain people, this is like I've ever spoken to like a Rav Meir Tversky, a Rav Tversky type person. So Rav Tversky's pause, I believe, is not only because he's thinking about what to say. It's also because he wasn't thinking about what to say when he was listening to you. When he was listening to you, he was listening to you. He really wanted to understand the subtlety of that which was taking place. And then, there's something very, very deep that a person can tap into. Very deep to tap into when you're just listening, l'shem listening. I struggle enormously with this. This is like, I don't know, of my top 1,000 things I'm bad at, this is on the list. This is like you hear the need to respond means I can't really listen. What's challenging sometimes is when we do that, not only in one-on-one conversations, but sometimes we can do similar type things, even if I'm sitting through a Musar Shmuz, or even if I'm sitting through a Shir. It gets me going. You know, I'm listening to it, and I'm already thinking about other things. I'm listening to what he says, and I'm already thinking about, like, wait, how does that fit with this? How does it fit with that? Which is chashev to do, and it's great in learning, but sometimes in certain forums, it's the ability just to first listen to what they are saying. Once I have heard what they are saying, so then I take a step back and I say, okay, the aznayim are notos letov, but it has to first be notos to something, to pause and to think and to reflect and just to hear what the person is saying. And once I can hear the person, we did years ago. When I was in America, it must be four or five years ago. So I always get nervous that are people going to come at 9:30 when I'm there. So what better thing do we do? We had from 9:25 to 9:30, people that wanted to. We had someone was able to run this a bit. Workshops on listening. So one of the deals was, it was modeling conversations, which was two guys talking, but I'm not allowed to respond to you until I've paused for 30 seconds to a minute before I can respond to what you're saying. And that way it removes an element of the I have 30 seconds to it. I'm just listening, and then I'm trying to work on being able to respond. And that listening is so chashev, it's so powerful. That's Rabbi Sack, the world of Shmia is the world. He has a beautiful pshat. Again, we spoke about the importance of listening and the power of listening. He has a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah Avos. The Mishnah Avos tells us that if a person is walking and they're learning and they say, Kamen na'a ilan zeh, how beautiful is this tree? So I raise them as chayav benafsho. They're chayav benafsho. Many of the mefarshim wonder what's so terrible about stopping in the middle of learning and saying that God's tree is so beautiful. So Isaac says, because you gave up the world of listening of Torah Shebaal Peh, you gave up the world of Torah of Mishnah in order to focus on the world of seeing, on the world of kamen na ilan zeh. And hearing is the deepest. Hearing is all so pnimi that the more that a person listens, it is an art, a skill, a religious discipline. But one who truly listens can sometimes hear, beneath the noise of the world, the deep speech of the universe, the song creation sings to its creator. So writes Rabbi Sack. There's something there which is there, but to tap into that baskol a little bit, to be able to hear it authentically, to hear it well, to hear it the way that you're supposed to hear it, something which I think is amazingly, amazingly chashev. Have a wonderful rest of your day.